Allegations of child sexual abuse in Brooklyn's insular Hasidic Jewish community have prompted the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office to open 10 investigations. And some say that may be just the tip of the iceberg. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has reported on this story, and she joins us now. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Now, you've spoken to some alleged victims, and they're featured in your piece. What did they tell you?
They told me that sexual abuse is rampant. That's what they say. In the ultra-Orthodox community, one of them said that he was abused when he was a boy in yeshiva or a Jewish day school when he was 8 years old. The other said that he was abused when he was at a ritual bathhouse when he was 7 years old. And what they said is that, you know, they tried to come forward with their parents, but there is a sense there that, A, the rabbi is very revered, and so this couldn't possibly happen. And also that, you know, it would bring shame upon both the family and on the community. And so what they said is that people generally, alleged victims, generally do not come forward.
Now, you also talked to one rabbi who says way too much is being made of just a few allegations, but also others who you spoke to say that child sexual abuse is actually an open secret in the Hasidic community. What makes them say that?
Well, yes. The person who told me that was, among others, was Hella Winston, who's an author of a book called Unchosen. She's written about Orthodox Jews who've left the community. And she said she has interviewed dozens of alleged victims about sexual abuse. And this is what she told me once.
If I become known as an informer, then people also won't want to have anything to do with my family, won't want to marry my children, won't want to give me a job. This is the fear.
You know, the local assemblyman in the area, Dov Hykind, himself, an Orthodox Jew, has been working with the Brooklyn District Attorney and trying to bring more attention to sexual abuse on his radio show. Here's some of what he said.
If you're a pedophile, best place for you to come to are some of the Jewish communities. Why? Because you can be a pedophile and no one's going to do anything. Even if they catch you, you know, you'll get away with it.
Pretty strong words from Assemblyman Hike. And Barbara, describe some of the efforts to get people in the Orthodox community to speak more openly about it.
Well, the district attorney's office would like to be investigating these allegations. Basically, here's the problem, that the rabbis would like to keep this within the community. They feel that it would bring aspersions to the community. And so what they try to do is have rabbinical trials and investigate these allegations themselves. What the district attorney would like is for the rabbis to bring all the allegations to him, let him investigate them. He's recently presented to them a memorandum of understanding in which they present all allegations to him. Who knows if that's actually going to work, but what he wants to do is actually work with the rabbis and have this brought more in the open rather than keeping it closed in the rabbinical court.
Now, you did mention that you've also covered allegations of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church and other religious institutions as well. Are you seeing familiar patterns in the way the Hasidic community is responding to these claims?
Absolutely. I mean, there is, there appears to be at least the same kind of circling the wagons, protecting the perpetrators, moving them around. That definitely happened with one of the people who was alleged to have abused a boy, or several boys, actually. So you see the same kind of pattern of trying to keep it within the community and protecting the alleged perpetrators, and also making the alleged victims feeling that they can't come forward and that there's going to be repercussions to them.
Do you have any sense of how this will move forward now?
Until now, most of the allegations have occurred on the internet and in blogs where people talk about the allegations and find out that, you know, oh my goodness, you were abused by the same rabbi that I was abused by. And what's beginning to happen is that there are victims that are getting together and forming groups. And I think now there is going to be more talk about this. It's going to come out in the open.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Barbara Bradley Haggerty is NPR's religion correspondent. You can find a link to her story at WNYC.org.